I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. ISIS is known for the traumatic way they challenge people to convert, leave home, or die. But what's after that? Patrick Klein, president of Vision Beyond Borders, says for those who choose to leave, the battle is far from over. Mosul, Iraq was attacked last year in June, and citizens have since become refugees in their own country. Vision Beyond Borders is taking the first step by sending a container to Duhok.
We're planning on sending in school supplies, medical supplies, and also hygiene supplies. And just to say, we're with you in this.
The group's planning to include money for Arabic Bibles so that believers can hold on to their faith and minister to those who are hurting around them.
I feel like there's an opportunity for Christians in America and around the world to say, we're standing with you. We love you. We care about you.
And for years, Christians have been finding creative ways to smuggle Bibles into hostile countries. And now that process has become even more inconspicuous. Wycliffe Associates recently launched a program that enables Christians in unreached areas to print off copies of God's Word. Wycliffe's David Reeves.
There are many places where either because of the people group's limited number, they're not very large sometimes, so they're not an easy market, say, for a Bible society to want to print 100,000 copies of a Bible for them. It's just not going to happen. So in order for them to be able to get their hands on it, a print-on-demand system allows that.
But in some of these areas, having God's Word in any format is still risky business. Would you pray for these believers? And if you want something more tangible to do, find the link at our web story to see how you can help bring God's Word to the unreached. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in the email address on the bottom, and just like that, you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.